Testing. 1, 2, 3, testing.
Home to spend Christmas with their parents, Mr. and Mrs. Laverne Carroll, Kevin and Kyra, are Bruce and Curtis Carroll of Chicago, Illinois. Mr. and Mrs. Dan Painter and Jennifer of Beeville, Texas, are spending the Christmas holidays.
Why do you think they came to Custer?
They came to Custer because of the name. The Indians have always been mad at General Custer, although they soundly defeated him and his men at the Battle of Little Bighorn. The name Custer has always been anathema to them.
I saw in the paper something called about the National Day of Indian Rights. Do you know anything about
that? They intended to come to Custer long before the stabbing of Wesley Charles Bad Heart Bull. This stabbing was just something extra, and they admitted that they were coming down here anyway.
Do you think they had prearranged plans to riot?
I certainly do. This was evident because they stopped north of Hill City and destroyed a sign that a man had there in the form of a covered wagon for his cafe. And they had no reason whatsoever for doing this. And of course, Banks had said for several days previous to February 6th that this was a good day. February 6th would be a good day to die.
You think he meant that literally and didn't mean that in terms of white people dying or townspeople dying?
Well, I think he was trying to impress white people that the Indians were ready to die. That's what I think.
It said that they'd come for a meeting. Had they indeed set up a meeting for 9 o'clock with you?
Yes, that's right.
And they didn't get there till later?
They arrived at 1:20 p.m. But that's Indian time. They always claim that when they come, it isn't white man's time that they go by. It's Indian time. Indian time is always late.
How many people were in the courthouse at that time when they arrived?
You mean how many officers and so on?
And were there county workers in there?
Yes. To begin with, there were county workers in every office in the courthouse. But it became evident very soon after 1:20, after Russell Means, Dennis Banks, David Hill, and William Salam came in, that trouble was going to start. So the all of the officers evacuated quite rapidly. It was arranged for safety's sake that the door from the hallway into my office be locked so that the Indian AIM leaders had to come through the auditor's office where they were frisked by a man from the Department of Criminal Investigation in Pierre.
Were they carrying weapons?
These four that came in did not carry weapons. Later on, we discovered any number of weapons on them, but they weren't evident at the start. A lot of them were carrying them under robes and things, and they weren't too evident, except for some guns that were evident. But by having them come through the auditor's office, we thought we could probably keep them from causing too much trouble. When trouble did start, I don't know who it was, somebody unlocked the door into the hallway. Somebody from my office unlocked the door.
Okay, you said that someone unlocked the door from inside?
Yes, when the disturbance took place in the hallway, someone from inside unlocked the door, and AIM leaders that were in the room, as well as most of the newsmen, went out into the hallway. At about this time, Dennis Banks returned from the hall with a long club, presumably a riot stick.
And had he brought that with him, you know, or taken it from someone?
No, he must have taken it from someone. But he knocked the materials off of my desk. But he didn't notice a tape recorder off to one side of this L-shaped desk, and this he didn't notice the microphone, I should say. The tape recorder itself was down in the drawer. Then he turned around, went to the window, and knocked the glass and the wooden strips out of the window and climbed out the window. Right after that, the AIM people started throwing rocks in the window at me, and some of the rocks were 4 and 5 inches in diameter, so they obviously must have brought a lot of these rocks with them, because we don't have rocks on our main street. And all during this time, the tape recorder was running. In fact, we started the tape recorder when the four AIM people came in. And then the two police cars out in front were smashed up by the AIM people. And
could you tell which ones were doing any smashing?
We think we have the ones that did it, yes, and they're to be tried. They did steal a lot of tear gas canisters out of there, and they also had tear gas of their own. And they threw these into the courthouse. They also threw fire bombs in, and they had been over to the Texaco station where they stole quantities of gasoline, and they came in and threw gasoline into the hallway. And finally, the smoke and the heat became so bad that I had to evacuate, and I went into the auditor's office and opened the window and jumped out the window.
What was Russell Means doing most of this time?
Russell Means was one of the four, of course, that came in to start with. But Banks did most of the talking. Means did a little. But Banks did most of the talking, and he had my attention riveted because he was making threats that were rather serious. One such threat was that if I didn't think I would get anything more than this white man will get, I'd be awful busy with a knife around here for the next 5 minutes.
That was Banks or Means?
That was Banks. And consequently, I was watching him all the time, and I understand from pictures that I've seen later of taken from the inside there at this time that Means went in and out, and other people came in and out, and I wasn't aware of this at the time. I was aware that Means had left once, but I wasn't aware of just who had left. But after watching the pictures, I discovered that Leonard Crow Dog was in there at one time, Carter Camp was in there at one time. But my attention was so riveted by Banks that I didn't observe this at the time.
I read in the paper today that David Hill, you know, what was he charged with?
That what?
David Hill.
David Hill. What do you know about David Hill?
I just read his name. The only names I remember from the paper are David
Hill. Yes.
Well,
David Hill was one that was one of these four that came in, and he is an AIM man from Salt Lake City. And he was, in my opinion, one of the more violent men in the storming of the courthouse. He came in from the outside at the time that the front of the courthouse was broken into.
There was another man who seems to be facing a lot of charges in it. I think it's something like 7 consecutive life sentences. Is that
what is the name?
Carlson.
Oh, Carlson, yes, yes.
I've never heard of him. Is he a national AIM person?
Carlson is quite well known in Minnesota and Florida. He's been convicted of felonies on 2 occasions in both of these states for possession of marijuana, burglary, possession of burglar tools, and so forth. Mm-hmm.
And he's charged with what?
he has more charges against him than some of them have. But I'm not at liberty to state just what are in the indictments.
Were there any Custer Indians involved in any of this? Are they all out of state? Or out of the city?
There was one Custer man arrested, and he actually had little, if anything, to do with it. I think he was just there.
What was the, what, I understand that there had been threats made on the town by someone before coming out over the radio. What was the atmosphere of the town like? Were people afraid? Were businesses open?
We were quite fearful that something was going to happen because Dennis Banks was calling for groups of AIM people to come here on February 6th. And having read in the papers what happened at in the BIA in Washington and what happened at Scotts Bluff, Nebraska and Gordon, Nebraska, we were fearful that trouble would develop. We attempted to get Governor Knipe to send us out some National Guard people, but he was adamant about this because he said he wasn't at liberty to call the National Guard until an emergency had arisen. However, we did have, I think, around 30 state highway patrolmen, and to them we owe a great deal because I'm certain we would have lost the courthouse were it not for them, for their presence. They were armed with riot helmets and riot sticks. They did not use any guns, just riot sticks.
Were any shots fired on either side?
There were no shots fired on either side, thank goodness. Remarkable restraint was exercised by the law enforcement officers, in my estimation.
Did the AIM people, just the national leadership, come in and get things started and leave, or did they stay around for the whole thing?
They didn't stay in Custer. They a good many of them went to Rapid City. In fact, Banks, Means, Dennis, or not Dennis, but Vernon Bellacourt, and his brother Clyde, Carter Camp, and many others stayed in Rapid City for quite some time after that. In fact, they were in some of the downtown bars. In fact, one night there were disturbances in four different bars in Rapid City.
Due to the AIM people?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They also, several of these AIM leaders were in the Imperial 400 Motel in Rapid City, and they were told to leave because they hadn't paid their bills, and they refused to do so, so the owner or manager of the Imperial 400 called the police, and every policeman on duty, I understand, came down that evening and raided the place and moved the AIM people out, and over 50 weapons were discovered.
So it seems to be a policy of theirs to be well armed wherever they're going?
It certainly was, apparently.
There were how many law enforcement officers do you think were in town?
I would say there were between 30 and possibly 35 outsiders here.
And how many does that leave of local law enforcement officials?
I would say in the neighborhood of 25 to 30.
So that was maybe 65, 70 law
enforcement
officials?
Yeah, as against, probably 300.
Were there women and children too?
There were some women and children in the 300. But, of course, the vast majority were adults. Mm-hmm.
Was most everyone armed?
Oh, no. You mean of the Indians?
Mm-hmm.
No. And you couldn't always tell because some of the Indian women had blankets around them. And I know some, from what I understand, some had clubs underneath their blankets. And the clubs appeared just out of nowhere. They weren't evident until trouble started.
Do you have any idea where most of them came from? They come from
They
South
were
Dakota?
From quite a few places. The vast majority came from different areas in South Dakota. There were some from the northern part, north central, Pine Ridge Reservation, and there were also some from Oklahoma.
You said in your narrative that they came in a caravan. Were you all advanced and warned in advance of their progress?
Yes.
And about what time
we were told when they left Rapid City that they were coming down here. And we knew before they arrived here that they had stopped and burned up this advertising sign north of Hill City. By that time, we expected trouble when they arrived.
Were the businesses closed down and were the schools open?
At that time, the schools were open and the businesses were still open, but some of them closed down as soon as the disturbance started.
Mm-hmm. And the people that were in the Texaco building, did they just let the people take the gasoline? Or
yes.
Or they left the building?
Yes, they let the people take what gasoline they wanted and they left the premises.
Mm-hmm. You said in the narrative that you also thought it was a subversive army. Is that due to the fact that they had all those weapons?
Well, I I think the idea of AIM is subversion. I think AIM is communist inspired.
I see there was some people in town earlier who said that they thought they were carrying flags with swastikas and
They had these AIM flags, mm-hmm. which are quite unique. Also, some of the leaders had flags sewn onto their clothes upside down, which is an AIM gesture.
Were there continued threats after they left in terms of that we're going to come back?
Yes, there were numerous threats that emanated from Rapid City. That they were coming back. In fact, we have been told that they sent some emissaries down two or three days after February 6th, but they discovered the temper of Custer was pretty bad and they thought they better not try it.
What do you mean by pretty bad?
We were up in arms.
Have precautions been made to prevent this from happening again?
Yes.
Can you tell me what kind?
No, I can't, but we certainly do have provisions for anything like this not happening again. We'll have several hours' notice before anything like this could ever happen again.
Were citizens deputized?
There were, yes, there were a few, quite a few firemen and other citizens that were deputized, yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Can you comment on the activities of, say, Russell Means or Banks or Belcourt or Camp or Carlson or Sarah Banks?
What they actually did here?
Yeah. Is that?
Well, they were all involved in in the riot and arson, and some of them were involved in the actual assaults on the law enforcement officers.
But can you be more specific than that?
No, I can't at this time.
When are the trials scheduled, do you know?
Hmm?
When are the trials scheduled?
Oh, no, I don't know.